We've had some beautiful days as of late with a lot of sunshine, and it looks like there's a lot more on the way. So even though it's getting to be a little bit colder, I think that sun makes all the difference. And if you're like me, the beauty of a sunrise or a sunset is something to be marveled at. It's something to watch. You never want to rush a sunrise or a sunset. If you've ever been to the beach or the mountains or even on White Bear Lake or somewhere, your cabin, you've probably taken in some of these sights. I was able to take some in earlier this week. And you just want to watch it. You just want to savor it and take it in. You don't want to rush it. You know, it's like a glass of wine. You don't want to rush it. You just want to savor it and get every last ounce out that you can. Probably one of the most glorious sunsets I ever saw was on the coast of California. I was in my rental car, this was some years ago, and driving up the one. That's the interstate that just hugs the coast. And in California, they put a "the" in front of all their interstates. So you're driving up the one, and I just wished that road would go on forever, and that sunset to my left would just stay there. It was a beautiful sight to watch, to savor, and not to rush. In this gospel that I just read from Mark's gospel, there were only 5 short verses. And in those 5 short verses, we heard the same word 4 times. Watch. Watch, watch, be watchful. I let those words hit me, and they really struck me to the core. We ought to be watchful. We ought to not rush things so much, like taking in a sunrise or a sunset. We have to be watchful. We can't rush, especially this season of Advent that we're coming into. It's such a short season. It's the shortest of the year. It's only 3.5, 4 weeks that we get of Advent every year. And it's one that we don't just want to rush through. Advent is a season to be savored. It's that season of Christ's coming. That's what the word Advent literally means. It means coming. And so during this season, we're preparing for Christ's coming. We're watching for it. We're waiting for it. We don't want to miss it. We don't want to rush through it. It's like Jesus is that sun who's breaking into our world like the sunrise. And we want to savor these moments. We want to get every ounce of grace out of them that we can. If we rush through this season, we might end up with a premature Jesus, an underdeveloped Jesus. And we don't want an underdeveloped Jesus in our heart. We want a fully developed Christ, and we have to savor that relationship with him if we truly want him to be Lord of our hearts. So I have an encouragement for you over these next 4 weeks to savor this time, to slow down. In some regards, it's been imposed on us again, right? A lot of the things that we enjoyed, whether they were gatherings or groupings or sporting activities, a lot of those things are paused right here during Advent. And even here at our church and other churches throughout the Archdiocese, we've been encouraged by Archbishop Hebda to just hit pause until Christmas, to slow down, to keep doing our liturgical worship and those sorts of things, but to slow down and to pause group gatherings and things. And we could either just grumble about that and say, oh, here we go again, another season where we're, you know, forced to stay at home. Or we could try to take advantage of it. It's like Lent this year. You probably remember that time. That was the time when things were just starting to explode and we went on full lockdown. But if you were like me, just the uncertainty of that time and the craziness of it and not knowing where to turn, I probably missed a lot of the graces that the Lord wanted me to receive in slowing down. It became overdrive mode for a lot of us during that lockdown. And I wish that Advent wouldn't take the same flavor, that we'd actually be able to savor this season, that Jesus would be able to come to us in the silence and in the preparation, in the watching during these next few weeks. So that's my encouragement to you, that we really take this time as a church to prepare. And one of my specific challenges for each person in the parish is to take an extra hour with the Lord this every week of Advent. One extra hour outside of your hour of Sunday Mass, take one extra hour sometime during the week to watch, to prepare, to wait for our Lord. We've got a lot of options of how you can do that, both at church and at home. But my encouragement is that you would take that extra hour, and trust me, you're going to be better for it in taking that time of silence and preparation. Here are some things that you might do with that hour. We're having Vespers tonight at the church, so you could come back this evening and enjoy the prayer of the church. Come right back to these pews and join our church community in Vespers. We have adoration every week during Advent. Every Friday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., we have adoration here in the church. So you could come in the silence and adore our Lord in a holy hour every week, taking that hour of preparation and watching. You could also divide up the hour if you want to do that. Maybe take 10 minutes every day. And just sit in silence and prepare your heart for the Lord. I gave the encouragement last year to read the Gospel of Luke, taking one chapter a day. It's 24 chapters, so if you begin today or in the next few, you'll end right before Christmas. So if you did that last year and you found it fruitful, or even if you didn't, maybe you want to take that practice this year. Take your extra hour and spread it out across the week, reading the Gospel of Luke. The Annunciation and the Visitation and the infancy narratives. You'll read all through the Christmas story, all the way to Christ's death on the cross and his resurrection and ascension into heaven. So that's one option that you could do with your extra hour during Advent every week. If you're bent on screens, you could do something fruitful with your screens. Instead of just another Netflix season or series or another Zoom meeting, if you're like me, your life has been consumed by these sorts of things. You could watch something really fruitful. I'd encourage the Chosen series. It's been really popular this year, and it's an imaginative display of the Gospels, of Jesus and his apostles. And so you can use your imagination and put yourself in those scenes, and they're just beautifully done. The Chosen. You can find it on YouTube, and there's an app that you could download. But I found those really fruitful in my own life as I contemplate what it might have been like when Jesus called Peter and filled his boat with a miraculous catch of fish. Or what it would have been like to have been at the wedding feast of Cana. And again, our Lord did this miraculous transformation of the water to wine. That might be a very fruitful thing you could do. Maybe you want to come to confession. If it's been a while, or even if it hasn't, you want to get all these burdens off before we celebrate Christmas. I'm back there an hour every Friday and an hour every Saturday. We have our parish penance service coming up in a few weeks. So there's an opportunity to confess and to clean house, so that you might be ready to receive Christ with a freer heart at Christmas. We've got some other things coming up too, some special masses this week on Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m., even before the sun rises, next Tuesday for the Immaculate Conception. So you could come back for another mass every week and spend your hour that way. But however you do it, I really do encourage you to not miss the graces of this season. Advent is different than Christmas. And so we don't want to rush through it and celebrate Christmas a little too early. Advent has its own graces for us, and we don't want to conflate Advent and Christmas and just make them the same season. Let Advent be this season of preparation and watching and waiting. I really think our spiritual preparation during these next 4 weeks ought to rival the time we spend shopping and decorating. I know what you're saying. Well, the house isn't going to decorate itself, Father, and those gifts aren't just going to jump under the tree. I get that. We've got things to do over these next weeks. But we have things to do internally, too, to spiritually prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ and to let Advent really be a season of watching and preparing. Maybe we even want to wait on some celebrations or some particular foods or whatever it be during Advent, that we don't just go hog wild during Advent, but we wait for Christmas and that time of celebration with Christ. So brothers and sisters, let's use this time given to us. Let's watch. Let's be waiting and preparing for the coming of Christ in our hearts.